We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website. This is The Fuck That Might Have Been, written and recorded by Robin, of Robin Eats Everything. As their laughter petered out, they glanced at their phone. It was getting late. Did I want to share a cab home? I licked the back of my teeth before I answered, "Yes, please." Their hand found the small of my back as they guided me out the door into the night. Outside, the air was close, but there was a shiver as they moved closer to me. The cab was only a minute away, they said, as they brushed the hair back from where it had stuck to my forehead. There was brief eye contact, their confident smile, before fingers traced down my cheek. "Can I kiss you?" "Only if I can kiss you back," I answered, stepping even closer to them. Our lips met as the cab pulled up to the curb. The kiss was everything I'd hoped it would be, what I'd been imagining all night. Strong, tender, commanding, heated. They gripped my upper arms to pull me in closer to their chest, my tongue parting their lips, just as the driver became impatient and shouted through their open window. A smile broke us apart. In the back of the cab, I watched their hand snake up my inner thigh. Opening myself wider, fingers reached the warmest part and circled lightly against the smooth, dampening material of my underwear. They lingered there as the cab crept through the city. I think I moaned a little, and I could see them gently biting their lip as we drove past a streetlight. We pulled up outside their front door. I hadn't even noticed we'd been travelling this way. They abruptly pulled their hand away, allowing cool air to fill the gap, and paused to squeeze my inner thigh as they thanked the driver. They stepped out. I had to take one more breath before I peeled myself away from the leather seat to join them. As soon as the door closed behind us, their lips were on mine again. This time, they were stronger, more tender, more commanding, even more heated. There was more of everything. I was pushed back against the wall hard, their hands around my head to cushion the impact, hips thrust against me, pinning me there as their mouth greedily travelled down my neck. I yelped as their teeth sank into my tender shoulder. They drew back and their eyes bore into mine for reassurance. I kissed them so hard then. I kissed them so hard my tongue ached. I kissed them so hard my cunt ached. My arms wrapped around their neck as theirs wrapped around my waist, and we pulled each other in. They led me by the waist and lips towards the nearest surface. The sharp edge of the kitchen island scraped into my back before I pulled myself up onto it. Our faces were level then. Their eyes looked darker than they had before. Their hunger scared me a little, in a good way. My mouth became dry as I inhaled, and I swear all the moisture drained to my cunt. They held eye contact as their hands slowly parted my thighs. It was the slowest, most deliberately, they'd moved all evening. It felt different to when we were in the cab. There, I had fronted some control. I became very aware of the hot, sweet scent of my wetness filling the room, and I swallowed hard. One palm met my cheek as the other covered my mound. As their thumb slid into my mouth, their finger slid beneath my underwear. And as their lips broke into a smile, mine burst into an anguished cry. Further fingers slid between the slick skin. My clit swelled at their touch, and I sucked on their thumb even more hungrily. I'd stared at their hands earlier in the evening, wondering what they'd feel like against and inside me, and now I understood. As they rubbed my clit, their eyes were still on me, on my face, on my reactions, as though that was all they were interested in seeing. They abruptly ripped their thumb from my mouth and kissed me hard once more, their tongue twisting mine, just as I came against their fingers. They'd known I was going to climax before I did, and they caught it in their mouth. Without removing their mouth from mine, without opening their eyes, without letting me finish my orgasm, they had unbuttoned and unfurled, and their hardness was held against me. We moaned in unison as they slid inside. Then the frenzy returned. They wouldn't kiss me again. Their fingernails dug into the soft flesh of my arse as they pulled me onto them, again and again. Their damp forehead met mine. Their hot breath filled my lungs. I closed my eyes so that all my senses were honed on them. They pulled my hair back by the fist as they fucked me, holding me exactly where they needed me to be. I was exactly where I needed to be, on them. They growled, and I felt it deep within my stomach. I knew their climax was building. I could feel it through their fingertips, hear it in their breathing, feel it within me. My cunt squeezed hard around them, and then it happened. They swore as they buried themselves as deep inside me as possible, their damp fingers pinched into my thigh. It was everything I'd imagined, and yet even more, impossibly more. Their body weight felt so good when it sank against me. I waited, eyes still closed and catching every available breath, for them to slowly retreat from me. And yet, they didn't. As their laughter petered out, they glanced at their phone. It was time for them to leave. We stood to hug briefly, my hair brushing their chin, with their half-hearted promise of another meet-up soon. And I watched them walk out the door, without a backwards glance, into the night. And I swallowed hard. If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Robin Eats Everything. That's Robyn Eats Everything. girlonthenet.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.